teachers tend to get really, really scared when they have a child or a family who speaks a different language and they're going, I will never ever learn how to speak that language, or I don't know what to do with this child because they speak a different language. What's really most important when you come upon these situations is really keeping an open mind and be almost like a child yourself. You know, take this opportunity to learn and feel this sense of wonder of like, oh, wow, that's different. That's unique. Let me learn about more of that. And I think when you have that kind of disposition, you're more likely to be able to really meet the needs of the children and the families you work with, because now you're open to new things and possibilities. And so you're going to seek out information that will most support that child, that family, in through them or from others. In many ways, what's going to happen is you're going to be able to also improve your teaching, because now you've grown and you've learned. Part of it is just being open to difference and being okay about that. Professional organizations will have some resources through their websites or through their conferences that teachers can easily access. There are definitely a lot of resources within the community that teachers should be able to access. And to me, the biggest one is the library. The children's librarian are probably one of the biggest resources, and oftentimes I think underused resources in many communities. They will know what children's books are there that you can bring to your classroom to introduce different cultures, or there might be a book written in multiple languages. Teachers should really make an effort to go out and check their libraries. Even if you're in a community that might not have a library, check on how you can access books. Some of these libraries have a way that they can get books to you without you having to drive out to the library every day. Another place that I would recommend are migrant centers. Certain communities, many medium-sized, highly populated communities, there are migrant centers there. Community centers specific for cultural groups or ethnic groups, centers that support or provide support for new immigrants, for example. Those are places where you can find access to translators or interpreters or resources around particular cultures. A third place I would think about going to is local colleges and universities, whether it's a community college or a four-year or a large university. These universities, colleges, often have an international program that you can get information about other countries, access to students who may be fluent in different languages. They're also a great resource for teachers for information and resources for their classroom. Families are always a great resource. Many of the families, especially if you're dealing with new immigrants or immigrants, they're very connected to other immigrants within their community, and so they may be able to connect you to other people within the community that you have not heard about. Many of these connections are very informal, and so the only way to access them would be through the people who are part of that connection.